It's all over, it's all over, and Ballygunner are county champions. They've made it 8 in a row, they've won their 20th county title, and the dream of emulating the great Mount Sinan Aaron's own team lives on for the men in black and red from Ballygunner. Proud day for the Gunner, disappointing for Owen Moore, but one would have to say the better team by far won the county title. So we're delighted to welcome the very proud captain, winning his 8th county medal, Barry Coughlin. Barry, first of all, congrats.
Thanks very much.
Barry, you've been ever present. This is your 8th county medal, and Stephen O'Keefe behind you in gold. You've been there. Shane O'Sullivan in front of you, the 35-year-old, winning his 11th county medal. Yeah. Where does the hunger come from, year on year?
I don't really know. It's just, I suppose, it's what we've been doing since we were kids. Like, you know, it's all our friends and family are mad into it. Like, my mother's mad into it. Everyone's mad into it. Like, so it's just, it's literally like everyone else, I suppose.
And what does Ballygunner mean to Barry Coughlin?
I suppose it means a lot. I'm originally from Monastraven in Kildare. Like, I kind of
have a blow-in.
I'm a blow-in, so it was the first thing that kind of, I moved to the school, didn't have a clue about anything hurling, picked up a hurley around fucking probably at age 13, McManny and the lads up in the club. So, like, it's literally my identity since then, you know. It's the thing of keep your healthy mind, healthy
right.
bodies. I'm
So one criticism of them is when it comes to Munster, then they don't seem to be able to get out of Munster. And
yeah.
they've got a Clare champion coming up
they
in
do.
A few weeks' time.
Yeah, and look, and I suppose it is a fair criticism. But looking at this team and the way they're performing, you would have, and this has been said every year as well, but you have to consider and think that they have a very good chance of progressing in Munster, at least past the quarter-final stage.
Yeah.
Now, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you who's going to win the Clare Championship. It's not something I've been following all that intensely.
Yeah. Nigel.
But it will be the weekend of, I think, November 27th or 28th, and it will
yeah.
be an away game for Ballygunner. They'll be in Clare for that one at some Clare venue.
Time to take a look back at the weekend sport. It was a busy weekend, certainly on the Waterford front, and Nigel Kelly joins me in studio. How you doing, Nigel?
I am great, Holly. How are you?
Great stuff. Well, now, what a busy weekend. And if we start with, well, no doubt, the bad news on Friday.
We'll start with the good.
Well, you're going to start with the good?
We'll start with the good, come on.
Okay, go
it's
on, go on, go on. Monday
afternoon,
on. Yes.
It's a family show.
Indeed.
So the good, I suppose, is the GAA front really is what's been impressive over the weekend, and obviously starting with senior ranks in the hurling and Ballygunner, and they are through to a Munster semi-final.
Go on, the Gunners!
Yeah, fair. So, did you watch the game? Did you see anybody?
I did.
Hear? It was an impressive performance. Got to give to him for a team that had been so long without a game
and hungry for it.
Yeah, 3:20 to 2:06. I was saying to Damien earlier today and on breakfast as well. Think about it, even just take the first half. They held Ballygunner to 3 scores, all of them from place balls. 3 points in the first half.
Yeah.
None of them.
Incredible going, like.
Amazing, really. It really was, like, you know, and look, Philip Mahoney back in the field, having broken his leg not too long ago. That in itself is a huge achievement to get him on the field to even play the game. Pordic was very good too. Now, amazing. They had 9 scorers. One of them wasn't Desi Hutchins.
That is mad, but such a good indicator as well.
Yeah, but look, they'll go on now and they're going to meet Loughmore Castellini, who won the Tipperary Championship yesterday. They won it by a point, beating Thurles Sarsfield in Semple Stadium.
And we're kicking off with hurling this Saturday morning and what is a pretty dreary and dull morning in Daisha. But of course we do have a busy weekend, the Munster action, and it is Ballygunner who are going to be at home, and more or less at home. They're in Fraher Field where they welcome Loughmore Castellini for their Munster semi-final. Joining me now on the line from the Dungarvan leader, Mac Dara, Mac Dunica. Mac, are you dry and safe and well this morning?
Well, safe and well, but I don't know about the dry part. By the way, you were saying Ballygunner at home. No, Ballygunner would consider themselves away here. Ballygunner don't like Fairfield.
That was very much intentional.
Indeed.
Yeah, but look, it's only 20 miles. It's not that big of a deal. Is it?
20 miles can be a long way, depending on your mentality.
Exactly. But we know the reasons why they're in Fairfield, and they are what they are.
Lovely ball inside by Porrick again, trying to get it low into Desi, running onto the ball. With him is Paddy Levy. Paddy scooping the ball across. Chance for Johnson. Goal! What a goal! Build up was good. The finish decisive. This time is Kevin Mahoney. Rattles the back of the net. Now they won possession. This could be very, very dangerous to run the run. Good ball inside now for John McGrath. Pulls.
Oh, a
save again! Stephen O'Keefe, how does he do it? John McGrath holds his hand out. How did he stop that one? He stopped one earlier. This was even better because he was in on top of him. Pulled first time. Saki at his brilliant best. But the man out in front of him this time is Larkin Egan for the first time today.
Yeah.
He's out in front of him. But it's all over, it's all over. And Ballygunner are back in the Munster final. They had a record 10 appearances. Now they're in their 11th Munster final. Final score, 2-11 to 12 points. A well-deserved win, Dan.
Yeah, well-deserved, Kieran. I could see the end there, Kieran, 15, 20 minutes to go, a lot more legs were kind of going, Kieran, to be honest with you. But again, credit Ballygunner, 2 great goals. Stephen O'Keefe, 3 massive saves. So he did. They deserved it today, Kieran. Deserved the one today.
Let's go down to Gavin, who's on the line with Darragh O'Sullivan.
Okay, thanks, Kieran. Darragh O'Sullivan now, Ballygunner manager. Cold day, winter's hurling with Ballygunner back in the Munster final. You must be over the moon.
I'm so proud of the lads. I'm so proud of how they performed. You know, I mean, how they really, really went into the trenches. Conditions have been horrible out there, and people questioned their commitment in horrible conditions. And you see what the lads, they dug a deep, playing against a strong wind in the second half, went in only a pint up, I think, at half-time. And won the game by five, no, four or five, or whatever. So I'm so proud of the lads. Absolutely so proud of every single one of them.
Very good morning. I'm Nigel Kelly. We're going starting with Gaelic Games, and Ballygunner are going to face Kilmallock in the Munster hurling final in January, following their semi-final win over Loughmore Castellina yesterday at Fraher Field. Darragh O'Sullivan's men trumped the tip champions 2-11 to 12 points in a wet and blustery Fraher Field. Referee John Murphy was in the thick of the action as he issued red cards to both Noel and John McGrath as the tip men finished with 13 men. Loughmore Castellina boss Frank McGrath was left seething with the decisions made by the referee.
So if I'm annoyed, well, I am annoyed, incredibly annoyed. I mean, we've had 19 weeks in a row, and this is the standard that we got when we came down here. You know what I mean? Even the conditions, like, you know, look, I don't want to say too much, like, because then our guys in there, they're absolutely gutted. Absolutely gutted. What do they expect when they come down here? They expect, at the very, very least, they expect fair play. Did they get fair play? Well, I'll let you decide that. We'll go back and we'll scrutinise the video, so we will. But our first reactions, like, is that we were treated pretty badly down here.
But look, it is Ballygunner and Kilmallock. It is the Munster final, and we will have it live on WR, as you say, Vinny. It'll be Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy taking you through all the action from Páirc Uí Chaoimh. 3:30 throw, and we're live on air from 3:15. And look, a chance for Ballygunner to lift their third Munster title. They'll be going level with Kilmallock, who already have three to their name. Kilmallock, of course, managed by former Clare boss Tony Considine. Ballygunner looking to get back to the top since the first time since 2018. Obviously took their first one back in 2001. And look, it's a major day for them. Obviously a lot of criticism and a lot of conversation on Ballygunner. Yeah, great in Waterford, but can they do it in Munster? Yeah. And this is a chance for the players to kind of shut the critics up, I suppose, and say that we can indeed do it in Munster. We can go one step further in the All-Ireland series.
You know, and even going back to my own time when we won it, like, it was a monkey off the back to have achieved a Munster club title, you know. And I suppose it's the same for this team at the moment. They've won a Munster club title, but they've been, you know, consistently coming out of Waterford. And I suppose there is the commentary out there that, like, you know, that they probably underachieved in terms of Munster club championships. But at the same time, I suppose my take on it, Nigel, the whole time is that, you know, Ballygunner are consistently getting to Munster club finals.
Even better than the real thing, so you too. AIB Munster Senior Championship Hurling Final, Ballygunner, the Gunners in action against Kilmallock this afternoon. Throw-ins at 3:30, and we're heading directly to Páirc Uí Chaoimh in the commentary box with Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy. It's our big match, all with thanks to George Corbett Skoda.
The big match on WLR
with George Corbett Skoda.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome everybody live here to Páirc Uí Chaoimh on the banks of the Lee. It's the big one. It's the Munster Club final, senior final between Waterford Ballygunner and Limerick champions Kilmallock. Yes, a huge day for the Gunners, playing in a record 12 Munster final, and hopefully for them, and they're hoping to become the first Waterford club to win three Munster titles. Referee blows his whistle. It's all over. And Ballygunner are Munster champions for a third time. The first Waterford club to win it for a third time. What an historic day for the black and red here on the banks of the Lee. 3:20 to 1:12. Who would believe it? They're Munster champions. Incredible performance by the Gunners here this afternoon.
Fantastic performance from Ballygunner, Kieran. They never let up. Kilmallock got the first two scores, and we thought that we were going to be in for a humdinger. But once Ballygunner got going, Dizzy Hutchinson with that first goal, they just never let up. And I don't know if I've seen a more complete performance. The start of January, to score three goals and 20 points, 29 points. I mean, no one could have lived with them today the way they turned up.
Daisha Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR. The sound of
Waterford. The sound of Waterford. WLR. We want to start with a very, very positive story. One of the best hurling performances, I would contend,
by any Waterford team for decades, maybe. And on the line, we've got Pádraic Mahony. Good morning, Pádraic.
Morning, Damien.
Am I wrong to say that, again, we don't want to be blowing the trumpet too loudly and all that sort of stuff, but there are days, Pádraic, when things just go right?
Yeah, sure, look, it's obviously, we're all delighted, I suppose. It's you know, it takes time to kind of digest the whole performance, and, you know, there's obviously huge work went in over the last number of months, but especially over the last 2 or 3 weeks since the Loughmore game. You know, we really had time to kind of work on different aspects of our game, and thankfully, you know, that really came out yesterday. We're just over the moon. It was, you know, it's a great feeling waking up this morning.
I don't see this as in any way a cakewalk for Ballygunner Oisín. What do you think?
I think that Schlochneil will put it up to them. I think that it suits Schlochneil that everyone is talking about Ballygunner. It certainly suits them that the bookies seem to have those odds, which are really, really, really skewed. I think the fact that it's in Parnell Park is a good thing for Schlochneil. Ballygunner don't like to be slowed down. That's why they weren't amazing in Farrer Field, but as soon as they got to the open plains of Portiquive, they were much better. If this game was in Croke Park, I'd say, look, hands down, absolutely, Ballygunner are going to cruise this. But the fact that it's in a tight pitch, even though the pitch is in a good condition for this time of year, it's still a slightly heavier pitch. The fact that it's there probably gives Schlochneil a chance. And the fact that Schlochneil, outside of all that, are a good hurling team.
Paddy Levy out to Pádraic Mahony. Pádraic Mahony stand there! All over the line! It's all over! It's all over! And Ballygunner have reached the All-Ireland final for the very first time in the club's history. They joined Mount Sinai and De La Salle. They've made it to Croke Park for the big final, 219 to 117. They did it the hard way, led by 2 at half time. But a second goal from Billy O'Keefe at the start of the second half really was a decisive score. 219-117.
Hartley. Yeah, that was closer than I think anybody would have liked. I think we knew coming up here we were going to have a really, really tough game against Schlochneil. And look, all credit to Schlochneil. They came with a game plan. They're very, very well drilled. You know, they're well able to hurl. They knew who our danger men were. They took Pádraic Mahony out of the game as much as they possibly could. They double marked Desi and, you know, kept us, in particularly in the first half, kept his impact somewhat limited. You know, Ger Bradley did a brilliant, brilliant job as sweeper. You have to say Schlochneil had their homework done in Ballygunner, and you have to give them all credit. But overall, you know, I think Ballygunner deserving winners.
Beginning with GAA, and Ballygunner are rearing to go and take on Ballyhale Shamrocks in this weekend's All-Ireland Senior Club Hurling Championship final. Just a handful of miles separate the two clubs, who met in the semi-finals in 2018. Ballyhale came out on top on that occasion, but Gunner's goalkeeper Stephen O'Keefe says they weren't licking their wounds. Instead, they've been rearing for a chance at revenge ever since.
We played in 2018 in the semi-final. You know, that was a very close game up to, you know, you had about 10 minutes to go, and there was two goal chances, really, one for themselves and one for us, and unfortunately, we didn't take our one and they took theirs. That was the difference on the day. But coming out of that game, there certainly wasn't the feeling that you know, we were well ahead and left it behind or anything like that. It was more of a feeling that, geez, I can't wait to get back here at this level and try it again.
We're starting a league campaign at the moment for the senior hurlers. We're on the way to another championship this year. Waterford rated as the second best team in the country by everyone's standards at the moment. For Ballygunner to go and win an All-Ireland club hurling title, that is a good thing for Waterford hurling, and it actually feeds into the beast that we're trying to create in Waterford senior hurling. And I was talking to Stephen Frampton this week about this point as well. And, like, in reality, Ballygunner is not exactly an old club. They were founded back in 1954.
Yeah.
And from where they've come from and where they've gone to, it's been an absolutely monumental rise. And Stephen's pointed out the point about really where they've come from since that club was founded.
It isn't long ago. I remember when we did buy our pitch, we were togging out in a Bellines container that my father got. It had a hole in the side, so he got it for nothing from Bellines where he worked. But so, yeah, it doesn't, for us and the likes of Billy and the guys in my generation, it's not that long ago that we picked stones off that pitch, that first pitch in Ballygunner.
It's an absolutely massive, massive occasion.
Huge.
Really, fingers crossed.
Best of luck to them.
Sport on WLR with Sheridan Kia.
For quality used cars and first-class value, see the range at Sheridan's.
And you are very welcome to Croke Park. It is All-Ireland Club Hurling Final Day here in the capital. And what a game we have in store for us. It's Ballygunner and Ballyhale Shamrocks that are going to meet. Throwing fast approaching now at 3 o'clock.
Wide 13. Is it unlucky for the men from Ballygunner? 119, 117, 62 minutes.
One minute to go. We'll see what the ref gives, but a couple of chances to set up some attacks there, and unfortunately, they came to nothing. That last ball just scrumming out over the line. just didn't give enough outside of for Dizzy. Here's a puck out now from Mason.
Puck out for Mason, dropping the side of 45. Shane O'Sullivan wins that ball. Good play by Shane again. He's played a lot in the last 15 minutes. Flicks the ball away to Peter Hogan. Won back by Adrian Mullen. Mullen leaves it inside the 45. Coughlin tries to get his hand on it, but they win it back. Ian Kenny, he's been outstanding today. Gives it to Paddy Levy. He too has done himself proud, and he wins the ball. Great play by Levy. Levy scoops it to Peter Hogan. What can they do? The time is against them, but is the scoreboard against them? Ball goes on inside. Harry Ruddle in space inside the D. What's Harry going to do? Takes a shot. Oh! Harry Ruddle, number 17 on his back. Will that back be framed out in Jack Beats tonight? That jersey could be framed. It deserves to be framed. As Darrow Sullivan, that's the jig. Is it all over?
The
is
over.
The last puck in the game?
Oh my
God! Right his name now. You forget it. James O'Connor goes on his knees. Benny Gunner, an Ireland champion 2022. For the first time in their history, a Waterford club has won the final. For the first time in their history, Harry Ruddle, number 17, write it down, you go down in the history books. Game up, last puck, the number 17 backed himself, and Harry Ruddle, passionate pass, Dean Mason, signal for Ballyhale. Ballygunner have won their first All-Ireland title and become the first club in Waterford to lift the All-Ireland club title. Owen Murphy, take it away.
Jesus, Kieran. Whoa. Oh, Kieran. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Harry Ruddle, he must have been 35 yards out here when he took the shot on into the corner of the net. And look, Shamrocks have been done for. What they've done to so many teams, Kieran. They thought they had it won, like so many teams thought they had Ballyhale beaten. What a sucker punch for Ballyhale. But I have to say, this Ballygunner team have been shown that resilience all year. I think resilience is the word. And never say die. Never say die after the Ballyhale goal. It looked like it was gone. It was gone. But God, they kept going and kept going. Won a ball. Peter Hogan won a ball in the middle. Harry Ruddle was off the shoulder and gone. And Ballyhale were trying to chase him down. Oh my God, that man. There'll be a statue built to that man, Kieran Blown, Ballygunner. But listen, unbelievable scenes here.
If anybody has heard the name of Harry Ruddle, they have now. And I'm sure Frankie King, Charlie Lepner, Pat Flynn, Pat McCarthy, Pat O'Sullivan are looking down. And of course the great Paul Foley, Gary Murphy and Niall Warren. They wore the black and red with pride. They have pride in their club. Their club are All-Ireland champions. The Shamrocks are defeated. They're dejected. A Kilkenny team beaten in the nick of time doesn't happen too often in Croke Park. I've never seen it happen, but Ballygunner have made it happen.
Beginning with GAA, and what a weekend it was for Waterford Hurling. The celebrations have continued since Saturday in Ballygunner after the club lifted the Tommy Moore trophy for the first time. Into the dying seconds of the game, Ballyhale were up by 2 points, but Harry Ruddle's last second strike secured the win for the Gunners. Speaking to WLR Sport after the match, he was still shocked at what he'd managed to do.
Electric, everywhere, kind of nearly stunned in a way. The way you kind of finished the matter, I can barely speak here. I was expecting one more play, but whenever he blew it up, best feeling ever.
Before the party started at home, the Croke Park Hotel played host to the joyous fans moments after the final whistle. One of those fans was Tom Foley, whose son Paul helped claim the Munster title in 2001 and scored 2 goals in the minor final in 1992. 30 years later, Tom watched his grandson Tighe line out for the Gunners on Saturday.
I'm very proud. I've been following Waterford Hurling. I was in 1948 as a 16-year-old. I was in Croke Park when Waterford won their first All-Ireland, and ever since I followed Hurling. And naturally today, like, it was a little emotional for me, because Paul, my son, is no longer with us. And to think that I cried when my grandson won a club championship for Ballygunner today. The best of luck to him, and I look forward to the future.